What is up, and welcome back to another Yeehaw Haw podcast, y'all.
Happy September.
Do you remember?
It's Labor Day, dude. September, it's spooky season.
Not yet.
Dude, I saw freaking ghost thongs at freaking the store the other day.
Yeah, ghost thongs?
Ghost fucking chones right there. Fucking spooky chicks are ready, dude. They got the freaking boob right there on the crotch.
Dang.
They're right there. I forgot if it was Target or where the hell I was. And I don't go to Target, but I'm glad I went. I'm like, oh, shit, look at this. And it was still August when I saw them.
Yeah, because today's the first, dude.
Today's the first. So, you know, that's out there. And the pumpkin spice is back.
The pumpkin spice latte is back, baby.
Did you see how much sugar?
I did.
Did I send it to you?
You sent it to me.
And
10 Oreos.
You don't give a shit, huh?
It's equivalent to 10 Oreos.
4 Krispy Kreme donuts.
2 drumstick ice cream cones.
4 cups of Captain Crunch. No, what was it? One of them cereals.
No, dude, it was a whole box of, I think, Lucky Charms or something.
I think it was Lucky Charms. That's what it is. Lucky Charms. Like, yeah, that's a lot of sugar. That's a
ton of sugar, dude.
And you love it. You're still signing up? I'm going to tell RFK Jr. on your ass.
Nah, dude, I stopped drinking them a while back, but, you know, I still support the movement. Dude, I still support big-ass dudes.
But, you know,
signing up to drink it. It's okay.
I don't think. But, you know, people order those coffees, and I don't think they know how much sugar.
Oh, hell no.
I don't think they have any idea how much sugar. I think they think it's just coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just drinking coffee. What the fuck is wrong with this? It tastes good. They made it taste good. Starbucks is awesome.
I looked it up one time.
The sugar?
Not even for pumpkin spice, but just a regular coffee that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because Priscilla was, like, swearing by it, right? Like, because she hates that the kids eat candy. And, like, she thinks if somebody eats candy, like, yuck, right? And I'm like, dude, what do you think a coffee is? What do you think a sweet coffee is?
A sweet coffee is nothing but sugar. Absolutely.
The coffee, I forget which one she used to order, but I told her it was the equivalent of 2 bags of Skittles.
Dude.
Imagine just getting a handful of 2 bags of Skittles.
No.
That's what you're drinking.
My teeth can't handle that.
And then she stopped after.
Good for her for stopping, because most people have been like, I don't give a shit. It tastes good. It's coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
But dude,
that's why it doesn't work on people.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't work. The caffeine.
Oh no, when caffeine does work.
Caffeine.
But what I always said that the Cuban coffee gets too much credit. So I've made Cuban coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get that little foamy foam thing going on, you know, mm-hmm. you do that, the Italian, whatever the hell it's called.
Espresso machine. It looks like a little metal teapot.
And then you get the metal cup, and then you put sugar in it, and then you get the first chingadera of coffee. You stick it in there, and you get a knife, and you beat the fuck out of it, right? I don't know if you've ever made it.
Oh, is that how they do it?
Yeah. They get it with the first drops of the coffee. As soon as it comes out, you got to put it in the sugar, and then just beat it the fuck up, and then you put the coffee in there, and then it foams up all nice, right?
Oh.
But
I didn't know that.
And I don't know exactly how much sugar it is. But I'm like, the sugar's doing the heavy fucking lifting here. You know, because everybody's like, oh, it's such a small little cup of coffee, but it gets you wired.
It's a tiny cup.
No, it's not the coffee. It's the sugar. All these assholes, you know, no offense to you Cubans listening, but you give your coffee way too much credit. It's the sugar. The sugar should be getting the – you should call it Cuban sugar, not Cuban coffee.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with a lot of that shit. I sound like RFK Jr. right now, dude. Who are we going to fire? Did you see the whole thing going on right now? He fired the director of the Center for Disease Control.
Okay.
When
you said he?
RFK Jr.
Okay. Because
he's in charge of the health of the chingada, right?
Gotcha.
And he fired her, and now there's an uproar, and people are resigning. They're like, well, we're stepping down, and this is crazy, and blah, blah, blah. So people are stepping down.
Oh, they're standing with the chick that got fired?
Correct.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, why did he fire her?
So supposedly he is trying to get the CDC cleaned up. So he wanted to get rid of pharmaceutical like influencers, like big pharma that is in positions of advisory positions within the CDC, which is
because that's a conflict of interest.
Of course, it's a conflict of interest. So she refused to fire them. And so then this other monkey quit, and he's the guy pushing vaccines, right? And this dude did a whole statement talking about this is dangerous. We're fighting science here. We've got all this advancement with vaccines. Now, this is a freaking asshole that I think is pushing for or keeping on pushing. They've been doing it where they're giving newborns hepatitis B vaccines, right? Now, you know, I don't know if you know anything about hepatitis B, but this is a liver disease that you get usually most of the time, almost 100% of the fucking time, through intravenous drug use or very high risk sex. Like you're getting fucked in the ass and, you know, being promiscuous, and it's bodily fluids, right? And so why
the fuck are they giving it to babies?
Correct. Now, when they launched it, I remember I took that vaccine when I worked at an ambulance company, and they said you should take this because you're in a high risk for needle stick or whatever the fuck, right? So I said, all right, fuck it, I'll take it. And I never converted, by the way. Like the chingadera never worked on me. I never build up the whatever you'd get the immunity thing. So who knows? I would have probably fought it. I always said I have acid blood, Hooter. I always fight whatever the hell. The antibodies never showed up. My body fought it off. And so,
it sounds like they don't want to get called out then.
It's exactly what it is. And now, but people are like, this is reckless. This is dangerous. He's firing these people. Now everybody's health is compromised. Look, man, in 1986, I want to say that for newborns, I don't think it was more than 6 or 7 vaccines. It might have even been 5. To be on the safe side, let's just call it 10. And it was not 10. It was probably 5 or 6.
Closer to 5 than 10.
1,000%.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. In 2024, over 30.
Whoa,
for newborns. Okay. That's fucking crazy. And one of them is that hepatitis B. If you're pregnant, you're probably going to get tested for hepatitis B. So if your mom doesn't have it, it's probably not going to get passed on to you. Why in the fuck are you giving a baby hepatitis B vaccine and fighting for it, by the way? Fighting for it.
Because babies are fucking.
Ah, dude.
Newborns are out there fucking.
And look, man, I'm not saying RFK. A lot of the I don't know why people don't like this guy. And maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm dumb, but everything that this guy's doing, I agree with.
It sounds like simple math, right? Like nobody who owns something should also regulate.
Well,
it.
Look, remember when there was like the lawyer, I think it was the lawyer, I don't know his name, but it was a lawyer from Monsanto. And I hope I don't fuck this up, Hooter. Guys do fake news, but this is real. He was a lawyer for Monsanto, and he got hired as not a director, but like a fucking bigwig with the fucking Food and Drug Administration. This is a Monsanto lawyer, dude. And then they hired some chick or a woman. Let's not call her a chick, Hooter. It's 2025.
It's 2025. Please have some respect.
Have some freaking respect, Martine. she was a bio, I don't know, some kind of chingadera, and she developed this growth hormone over at Monsanto. She oversaw it, and then she got hired by the FDA to do a study on the chingadera to say that it was safe, right? So, I mean, nobody was screaming when these fucks were, that's more of a,
like, that's crazy, dude.
That's way more problematic. But it was a different administration. So, you know, I think anything under this administration, everybody's just trying to shit on it. And not that they're not doing some fucked up shit. As a matter of fact, every administration does fucked up shit. And this one's doing some fucked up shit. Obviously, that's not what I'm talking about right now. But no matter what it is, everybody's going to freaking say, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. I couldn't agree more taking away a hepatitis B vaccine from a fucking newborn. That's not, you know, I don't think that should even be controversial in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think getting rid of big pharma freaking influence within the CDC is out of line. I think get them the fuck out of there. They're trying to sell us more vaccines.
Exactly, dude.
And it's all the Bill Gates, you know. You got me started on RFK Jr. How did we get here? We're 2 minutes in. We're 2 minutes in, you fuck. You see? I wanted to talk about cheerleaders in the NFL, Hooter. And you got me all wound up about this shit.
Dude, it is weird. Like, that's weird that people are dying on that hill. Like, why would you? That's
on the CDC thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't, you know, I think it's just a lot of
especially because people keep getting sick, and there's fat fucks everywhere.
This dude said, you know, he's saying things that make sense. Like, he said, "Look, man, the violence that we're seeing in the United States of America is unprecedented." People walking in and shooting up fucking schools, people walking in and doing mass shootings at you know, theaters or whatever. This is new. This isn't like, this is not part of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy talk. This is some crazy violence. And it is unique to this country. Other countries aren't doing that shit. But yeah, of course, there's violence in other countries. I'm not saying there's no violence, but not this type of, not going in and whacking kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you got war where freaking some horrible atrocities happen, obviously.
Right.
But I'm talking like, you know, to the epidemic proportions that it's going on in this country. And he's like,
what's he blaming it on?
Well, he's not. He's saying we got to figure out what the hell is causing it, because it's
out of control,
unique to here. It's not happening anywhere else on the planet, and it's relatively new. Let's figure out what the root cause of it is, because clearly it's something the matter with what something that we're doing here as a country. Yay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong with that. I think that's fantastic. I think let's figure that shit out. Nobody wants that to keep on going on. And if you can figure out what it is that's causing it, figure it out and let us know so we can unfuck it. So again, everything that this guy's saying, I don't know about everything. I haven't heard everything he said, but a lot of things that he says that become viral, I'm like, well, what the hell is wrong with him saying that? He wants to get the freaking dyes out of the food. He wants to get the freaking cancer causing shit out of things. Yeah, get it out of there. Why do we need dye in things?
Literally, why?
Why does it need to be shiny blue?
Fuck,
I don't need shiny blue shit.
I don't need shiny blue shit. I don't need shiny red shit, dude. Bro, I don't need shiny anything.
I drank enough Hypnotic in the 90s. The fuck, no more blue shit. It was blue, right? Hypnotic.
Yes.
It looked so cool.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It
fucking looked awesome.
But it was horrible.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Yeah. So, all right, here we are fixing the world, Hooter. Again. That's what we do here at the Yeehaha.
Unreal, dude.
So cheerleaders in the NFL, Hooter. What happened?
People are mad.
People are mad. They're mad because dudes are dancing around, hopping around, and they're not throwing the chicks.
Hilarious.
Did we talk about this?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did either. Or maybe we did. I was talking to somebody about how I remember when the male cheerleaders were like the weirdos that were not weirdos, but they just wanted to get some action and grab Hulu and hold them up in the air, you know? I don't know if
you had to be really committed to being a pervert Oh. That's why you were signing up
for that. I forgot what clip there was that was out there a few years ago where this dude's like freaking, he's got her in there. And then like next thing you know, he's sniffing his finger.
Hilarious.
I'm like, what
dude.
The fucking fuck?
Quagmire, dude.
What a creeper, bro. Like that's creeper shit.
Yeah,
bro.
That's wild.
That and you know, there's cameras everywhere. You can't be freaking sniffing your goddamn finger. What do you think it is? The 70s? Smell my finger?
It's over.
Yeah. But yeah, they're mad because, you know, they're saying that they're taking women's jobs.
No.
Yeah. Because clearly cheerleading is a woman's job, Hooter. And then they had that guy from the Vikings that was out there just working it. That
better
homie,
than the chicks, dude.
He was killing it. Killing it.
That fool was better than the chicks.
Oh, my God. Better. Speaking of better than the chicks, did you see the dancing robots? Mm-mm. Well, this one, I don't even know if I should bring up because I haven't vetted it, Hooter, but I think it's real. people send me the weirdest shit, dude. They had these different robots doing different things, you know, and they're becoming, I mean, you see, you've seen the clips of robots that are out there, right? And they're doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this one robot, he's just walking, and he's walking through this, like, it looks like a junkyard slash construction site, and there's a bunch of debris on the floor, like pallets and wood and shit that's all uneven, and this dude's going, and anytime he loses his balance, he just picks himself, he doesn't fall, he kind of balances, and he just keeps, nothing stops this dude.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. The fact that they've gotten this robot to do this. And then they had another one who was running. And so he was like the sports robot. And so he's running. He's doing laps around a bunch of people that are watching. And the freaking robot's just running. And he's mimicking an athlete, like running. And then they had another one where these dudes were like these backup dancers.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the robot. And the robot was doing the moves way better than the dancers, and he's very limber and doing things. And I'm like, hey man, not only are they going to replace you at the drive-thrus, driving
everywhere,
I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, okay, this is the evolution. And then like I saw another clip where they're saying that by the year 2040 or 2050,
mm-hmm.
they're going to figure out how to have people live for 1,000 years. And I was telling Cheeky, like,
no thanks, bro.
No, I know. Well, but here's the thing. You have this robot that doesn't need water, that doesn't need shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
If you could put consciousness into that fool,
you can.
Right now, you can't. But what if you could?
That's impossible.
How is it impossible? Why is it impossible? Just hear me out. What is our consciousness? It's debatable. It's in our mind. Is it in your mind?
Of course.
Is it in your brain?
It's your brain.
Is it your heart?
No.
Okay, your heart's a muscle. Because people say he thinks with his heart.
No,
you know what I mean?
People are fucking retarded.
You know what? But you've heard that, right?
Yes, but so, that just means they're fucking soft, bro. They have a lot of soft fucking brain tissue up there. And that's why they say with his heart. The heart just keeps you fucking alive.
I wear my heart on my sleeve,
get
I say.
Fucked, bro. Those people are fucking.
It's your brain, right?
Yes,
it's your brain.
It's your always.
Mind. Your mind. Well, mm-hmm. Is there a difference between the brain and the mind?
It's all the same bullshit. It comes up here.
Wait. Is the brain and the mind the same thing?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'd say the mind is in the brain, no? It has to be.
We don't know. And that's the thing.
It can't be two different things.
It could absolutely could be. Because think about it. The brain.
Please break it down. I can't wait for this breakdown.
The brain functions in a couple of different ways.
Okay.
It has the autonomic nervous system and the, I forget the other name, but you breathe,
mm-hmm.
your heart beats. You're not telling your heart to beat. No. It just does it. Right, it knows to do it. The brain knows to fucking do that, right? And it just works. It just works through your nervous system. It's the brain, but the nervous system is part of your whole body.
Right.
And so that's it's working with the nervous system. Once the brain is detached from the nervous system, the brain's still working, but sometimes you can't move your legs, you can't move your arms, so there's a lot of things that go into that. So is that nervous system also part of the mind? I don't know that. I
say no.
Okay, I don't know. You say no, and that's an opinion, mm-hmm. and you're basing it on what?
On
just because you want to say no?
No. Because you can move doesn't mean, or just because you can't move doesn't mean
that you can't think
and feel.
Right, right. So, I think about how. They keep saying that there's a, and I say they, but there's.
It's so funny because when other people say they, bro, oh boy, do you jump off?
I do. So there are people.
Okay.
Who say that we are part of a universal consciousness. That there's this universal consciousness that exists, right? Tap into it. So for instance, there's a problem that's never been solved, a mathematical problem that's never been solved, and people have been working on it. Somebody in Australia figures that bitch out, right? And all of a sudden, people start figuring out all over the world, they start figuring out the same thing because they're tapped into that same unit. That becomes part of the consciousness. Oh,
that's the way of thinking, you mean?
No. I'm saying once it's thrown out there, now it exists and people could tap into it with their consciousness.
Okay.
And so they've said this for many, many years. They've said this, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can do once this gets fit, like for instance, this record has stood forever. They thought this record would never be broken. Once it gets broken again very quickly because now they know that it can. And so once it's into that universal consciousness, now it affects the way that it just happens. Okay. Whether you know it or not, you're tapped into that universal consciousness, right?
Okay.
So what if follow me here for a what if, right? Mm-hmm. Not what if this universal consciousness has been around way before the human body,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the current vessel, this one here, that's very flawed and deteriorates. This is the current vessel that carries that consciousness and keeps on passing it on through genes, through procreation, through all that shit. It keeps passing on this universal consciousness that we're all tapped into.
Okay.
What if the next evolution of this universal consciousness, because before there was fucks walking around upright, this universal consciousness existed as well, is the argument, right? And whether it did or not, we'll never know, but we can just say it's a possibility.
Okay.
And then we become the vessel that carries that consciousness, and we've carried it as far as we can carry it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, what if the next version or the next update mm-hmm. of the vessel carrying this universal consciousness is these fucking robots that are here absorbing shit for way longer? And so eventually we run out of water. We run out of all the things that we need to survive as humans. Because
but they don't need that.
They don't need that. But if you could put the consciousness into these fucks, now they carry it for as long as they carry it. It has nothing to do with life as we know it. It's carrying that universal consciousness to the next level of evolution.
Yeah.
It's the theory. This is the theory. So it's not that you're living forever, but your consciousness is.
I see.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
And so at what point does it become, and now this is just crazy talk, but it's all crazy talk. Now we're going to get into crazy talk. All that other shit wasn't crazy talk.
24 minutes in, but this is where buckle your seatbelts, y'all, because now I'm about to do some wild shit.
But think about it. All right, I lost my train of thought here. But what if, you know, say you have this fucking robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this robot, you know, you got this robot running, you got this fucking robot dancing, And then you got this fuck over here just making burgers.
Yeah.
And he's just, don't stop. He's just fucking burger, mm-hmm. burger, burger. He can work 24/7.
He's a machine.
He's a machine. He's a fucking machine, right? At some point, does that machine look over and say, because they get smarter, right? AI gets smarter as it goes. The more it learns, the more it learns, and you can't stop it. It just becomes this crazy bottle of information, just gathering of information that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and just it keeps accumulating. And the more you type in, and the more you ask it shit, and the more people ask it shit, the more information it's gathering, and it's just it's able to store that information and compartmentalize it in ways that you never could.
Never
it's can. Already doing it's that impossible. Shit with my pictures on it's my fucking phone
too.
Right. So now they're getting smarter. And now this fuck making the burgers, just say for argument's sake, looks over and says, huh, I want to dance.
Well, that's where the mind is, right? That's where the consciousness is.
And so now he says,
feeling.
I want to dance. Why can't I dance?
Because that's an envious feeling, right? Or like a correct. There's now feelings involved.
Now there's feeling like of jealousy or envy what the fuck? I want to. Is that
why am I doing
can
this?
Can they evolve into that eventually? Or are they too smart to evolve into that and say, this is all I need to do? But or is this all I need to do? At this point, it is AI is untethered. It's they're letting it go. They're you know, part of the big beautiful bill or whatever the fuck they changed the name to, part of it was for the next 10 years, we're not gonna fucking put any limitations on it. We're just going to let people go. And people were saying, that's crazy. How can you not put limitations on it? Well, because China's not putting limitations on it. So we're either going to keep up with these fucks
or
10 years from now, we're going to be way over here because we did it the ethical way. And they're going to be way far ahead of us in this AI fucking race. Right. And so if it does evolve to that point, does at some point do these robots become sentient?
What's sentient?
Where you're having feelings and emotions and looking and saying, well, I want to do burgers all day. I want to dance like that fucking robot.
The second that happens, we're fucked.
Well, we're already fucked, I feel.
No, but we're really fucked. Like, little robots will be fucking everybody here.
Well, I mean, and that's the other thing. They don't need sex.
No,
we're so preoccupied. We're so preoccupied with think about when you're in your prime. When you're in your prime, what's your main goal?
Getting puss.
Getting fucking laid.
Yeah.
Right? Getting pussy or getting dick, depending on the need. Mm-hmm. So if you took that out of the equation, how fucking productive would you be?
But see, that kind of it goes against your argument, because if they're feeling the same way humans feel, then they're going to want to just have sex.
But
it's
different. Well, they can't. They don't feel like we feel. They don't have dicks and nerve endings. Or can they create nerve endings?
Right.
In your mind, can you make yourself feel? Because there's people that just with talking and no stimulation, no physical stimulation, they get turned on. They get hard-ons just by something that you say.
Yeah, of course.
So there's no need for stimulation. So can this happen intellectually where you're having orgasms without fucking? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough, dude. I don't change the subject.
Yeah, because it'll get too deep. It's never ending.
It's
right?
never
it'll, ending. It'll never.
Because it could, what if this? What if yeah, this? What yeah, if yeah. this? What if
yeah.
that? What if
yeah.
that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, dude, I got the best grapes of all time. I forgot to bring you some, but
the best what?
Grapes.
How sweet are they, Hooter?
Tom Cord.
How
have you
sweet?
Had Tom Cord?
I don't know, but if there's two, do they taste like cotton candy?
They're real, dude.
They're real grapes.
They're real organic, tiny. They look like blueberries.
Oh, well, that's how grapes are supposed to look.
Who knew?
I knew. I remember those grapes. I remember strawberries being little, and then all of a sudden they became jumbo as fuck.
I literally thought they were blueberries.
Wow. And they're delicious.
Oh, my
God. Where'd you get them?
From that one store that I would tell you about.
Yeah.
The dude, we're checking out, right? And he says, let me talk to you guys about these grapes.
And he said, I like this guy already.
Love him.
Hey, man. You guys know about these grapes? What grapes? These grapes.
These grapes right
oh,
here.
I'm about to let you know. Come here. I'm going to hip you to these grapes.
He said, they're very delicate grapes. They're very delicious. And they're very expensive. And he says, take them home and enjoy them.
He gave them to you?
No.
Oh.
We bought them.
Okay. It sounds like you just said.
I wish.
I want you to taste them. But just leave a review.
He said they're my favorite grapes and they're delicious. Wow. You're going to absolutely love them. We get home. I try one. Never had a grape like that before in my life.
How many grapes did you buy?
It's just a little tiny basket that he sells.
But it's a small basket.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. See, I like eating a lot of grapes.
It's a small, but they're not real grapes. So small, mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of them. Gotcha. You know?
So I was, somebody was saying, you think you're eating healthy when you eat fruit, but none of that is real fruit. Like a banana doesn't look like that. This is what a banana looks like. It's small. It's usually this color. It's usually this. And they're selling you this fucking big yellow fucking honking thing that you think is a banana, but it's just loaded with fucking sugar. You know, you're getting these grapes. Chiggy bought these grapes the other day. I couldn't eat them. I couldn't fucking eat them.
Dude. Why, bro?
They were so sweet. Like, and you would think that's a good thing, but no, it was overwhelmingly like, what the? This isn't natural. This is not natural sugar in here. This is like been made in a goddamn, I don't know, maybe it was like a collab between Bill Gates and Fauci.
For sure. Cause I also bought a cantaloupe from him.
Uh huh.
And it looks ugly.
Yeah, it's supposed to look ugly.
Like, you know how you go to HEB, they're all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
None of these look perfect.
You know, and dude, like sometimes I'll be eating watermelon, like the chopped up watermelon. I stop buying the chopped up watermelon because I'll bite it and like, what the fuck? This doesn't taste like, I've been eating watermelon my whole life. Watermelon, the town that my mom was from, La Mesa, Sonora, bro, they had milpas, which is these things where they grow watermelons for days. Just like that was their biggest import was watermelon coming out of that place, right? Mm-hmm. And it was super. It was delicious watermelon. So I've had watermelon since I was a child from the rancho, right?
Yeah, right.
Where they, like, my mom would tell me stories where when she was young, she said that they would cut the freaking watermelon, take out the heart, which is the best, the middle part of it, and throw away the rest. The rest was like, yeah, that's trash. We don't want to fuck with it. They would just eat the heart. That's how many watermelons there were.
Wow.
And so, but now I'm tasting watermelon. I'm like, this tastes rubbery. I'm like, this isn't watermelon. I don't know what it is, but it's not freaking watermelon. So the fruit, you know, they just got rid of that peel, that crazy peel that what's
on the name? Apples, the wax.
Well, it's like this peel that was made for the freaking fruits. I don't know. I guess it was a wax that they were did to protect it and make it last longer. Make it
shiny issue.
Yeah, and I think they made it illegal in some place. That's RFK. RFK Jr. fighting the everybody good fight, you know, and everybody's hating on him. This anything Bill Gates says, this is what we're going to do. Fuck you, Bill.
The lab meats, bro. Texas, did you see they outlawed lab meats?
There's only like five states that said no.
Bro, why?
Only five states said no. What? The rest of them said, yeah, 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 give us the lab grown meat.
Who wants that?
Nobody. I don't. And it's like when you go to the store and it says Beyond Meat. What do you mean Beyond Meat? The fuck you mean Beyond Meat? No, I want meat. I don't want Beyond Meat.
It's insane.
I just want real meat. Anyway. But so the grapes were good.
Dude, they're fire, bro.
And so not too good. Sweet.
No. And they're kind of more of like a tart than sweet.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like what they made wine with.
Yes. It literally.
So.
It's like, I could tell. People make wine with these fucking grapes.
If sure. You go to, have you ever been to Napa?
Never.
Calistoga area?
Never.
Baby little grapes. I've always seen little tiny grapes. And a lot of vineyards.
Is it different types of grapes? Different sizes?
Types of grapes. Different types of grapes make different types of wines, yes.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, there's big grapes now?
Yeah.
Like, is it because
maybe
of the
there's
type?
Natural big grapes too, but I don't think that they're all supposed to be fucking big, honking, sweet, fucking cotton candy grapes. Bro, what?
There really is cotton candy flavored grapes now.
Well, yeah, I think there is.
There is.
Yeah,
I see it all the time.
Which
store.
Is bananas.
I.
You're not supposed. It's not supposed to taste like cotton candy. No. And everybody's, oh, this is delicious. It's great.
You have grapes to grapes.
And they're huge. The green grapes, bro. They're as big as green fucking apples, bro.
Dude. So yeah, so now you know you're thinking, oh, you know what? I'm eating fruit. I'm making the healthy choice. Turns out you're not. You're eating some goddamn thing that freaking, you know, Bill Gates cooked up.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
Thank you, Bill Gates. You and Oprah just fucking up the world. Anyway, what'd you do with the grapes? Just eat them? You didn't make nothing?
No, we just got them today, so we just had a few. I had a few handfuls today, mm-hmm. but dude, they are so fire.
I gotta try them. Freaking, we just got back. We're in Vermont, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, dude. What?
You know what's crazy, dude?
Yeah.
Every week you leave, and every week my kids, Pilla, ask me where you went.
Mm-hmm. And you say Canada.
How do you know, bro?
You do, don't you?
I do.
You fuck. I knew, because you know what? Every time I see the kids, you know what they ask me? Hey, Dad, how's Canada? I'm like, I wasn't in Canada. You piece of shit.
Bro, Josh asked me, Xavier asked me, Canada, dog, Canada. Every time. I don't fucking know.
They think we live in Canada. Oh, they're in Canada again? Wow, they must really like them in Canada.
Dude.
Oh, they fucking thrive in Canada.
Yeah, that's what they kept telling me.
Yeah, freaking kids. How was Canada
at some point?
A while back. We're going to Canada in a few weeks. We'll be in Canada. But not yesterday. I wasn't in no Canada owner. Hey, did you see what the Canadians do? Apparently. This is real.
Okay.
So rents are out of control in Canada.
What are?
Rents. People can't afford to pay rent.
Oh, okay.
And there's these fucking dudes coin hunting. It's not funny. These dudes are going on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and advertising free room, rent free, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then it says call for details and young petite female preferred. Okay. And they're putting this shit on there. And so there's all these students and exchange students that are like, fuck, I don't know where I'm going to fucking live next semester, right? Mm-hmm. And these dudes, when they call them, because it's illegal to fucking trade room and board for sex. It's not legal.
Really?
No. I mean, if you're a landlord, you can't be like, hey, if you let me fuck you, you can live here. Think of all the fucking animals that, you know. So anyway, these dudes are like, yeah, petite, female, young, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll say, send nudes and to be considered. And they're like, you know, we don't have to fuck, but we could fool around. There's other things we could do. It's not all the time, but you get to live here for free. And people are taking them up on it. And because they can't afford the fucking rent. Is that
how much it is?
That's how much it is. And so,
Jesus.
And so they did this undercover investigation because they're like, no, this is illegal. Of course, it doesn't happen. But they did an undercover investigation, a bunch of different journalists, mm-hmm, and they hit up some of these ads. And boy, oh boy, did they find out that it's fucking happening. And these dudes are saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, well, some of them are saying we don't have to fuck. Some of them are saying, yeah, I'm going to fuck you, but you're going to live for free. And there's taking advantage of people in need. But yeah, it's fucking crazy. I'm sure it's not just Canada, but that's where these journalists did the investigation and they found out that was going on over there.
Damn, that's wild.
It's freaking crazy, dude.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Bro, I got beef fajita today.
Huh?
I got beef fajita. You know how they call that?
Oh, like the carne asada?
Yeah, grilling meat?
Yeah.
Garbage.
Really?
Garbage.
From where?
Garbage.
From that Guadalajara meat marketplace.
You know what, dude? Just go take the drive to San Antonio. Hit up the carniceria. La carniceria. They got quality meats.
No free ads, but yeah, I think you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
They have quality shit there. It's expensive, a little more expensive, but you're getting quality shit.
I wonder
shit.
If it is.
What?
Because today was pretty fucking... I wasn't expecting it to be as much as it was.
Was it pricey?
Yeah.
And it wasn't good.
And it wasn't good. It was fuck that. Dog shit. But like literally La Venadita on its worst day.
Oh,
shit's all over.
But La Venadita's just top notch.
Yeah.
But La Carniceria... And you know that they're all over the place, right? They're in California as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, just take a drive to San Antonio, dude. Go to La Carniceria. Is it in San Antonio? Between here and San Antonio. It's in San Antonio.
Next to the goddamn airport.
Yeah. How could I forget? Shout out to the $20 chef.
$20 chef. I was with them all weekend in Plano.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It went great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really great.
How's Plano? Had you been to Plano before?
Never been to Plano before.
I've never been to Plano.
It's awesome.
Yeah?
Super techie. There's fucking drones flying everywhere with people's food.
With people's food. There you go.
That's AI. How they deliver.
That's it. Fuck those jobs. Those jobs are gone. Yeah,
delivery boys Uber get Eats? Fucked. Uber Eats? Fuck you.
No. It's drone eats.
Literally, Dad, you see drones flying everywhere.
With food?
With food.
Wow. That's crazy talk. Usually there's bombs, but that's in the Middle East.
Everywhere, Dad. Everywhere.
Wow. I've never seen it.
I mean,
I heard it was coming. Wait till they become sentient.
Hunter. Bro.
They're going to eat the food.
Yeah, I was about to say they're going to feel hungry. That's hilarious.
You shouldn't be the only one eating these burgers.
And they're big because if you think like if it's delivering, you know, say 4 burritos from Chipotle, like that's
a heavy thing. Yeah.
So they're they're big drones.
I mean, that's even just the drone game. I've got friends that have drones and what they're able to capture with the cameras and the way they're able to zoom, dude, if they can do that, everything's being watched. Everything. Every single freaking thing you do out there. And who knows, in here too.
I think everywhere, dude.
Yeah. It's freaking crazy because any monkey can get a drone and fly it around and zoom in on a backyard, zoom in on a house, wherever the fuck they want to zoom in, they could zoom in.
I believe so,
and
too.
It's freaking crazy, man. It's scary.
It is. Plano, dude, it's top 3 cities in the country to be happy.
To be happy?
Mm-hmm. The happiest people live in Plano.
Really?
Yeah, because all you need is...
What's the top 2?
I forget.
The Bromfels?
No. But, yeah, dude, you need like 72 Gs. If you're making 72 Gs and live in Plano, you're happy. That's all you need to be happy.
That's not freaking unattainable.
And there's a ton of jobs, dude. There's a ton of offices. There's a ton of like just lots of Indians.
Because of the tech. Well, and you could pay them less. If they come from India, the ones born here, you got to pay them.
You got to pay
fair wages. No, damn it. No cutting. Why do you do that? Why do you do that, dude? Fair wages for a fair day's work, dude. Come on.
Is that too much to ask for?
Too much to ask for these poor fucks.
Fucking robots are making double what these Indians are getting paid.
Dude, and that's the other thing. How soon before these robots are doing the tech shit, dude? Like, fucking, you know. Like
they already are. Press 5 if you have this kind of concern, or press 5 if you're this.
Yeah, and like if and for a while now, if you call the doctor, do you feel this? No, okay, this. Then if you do this, press that below. But they're okay. Go see the doctor. Mm-hmm. Okay, take this.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosing you, fucking robot style.
No, it's sick, bro.
Mm-hmm. You know who Anthony Edwards is?
The basketball player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see his baby mama's mad?
Yes, dude.
Did you see what happened?
She's mad with her payout, huh?
Well, she's mad that she got a lump sum. So the settlement was $5,000 a month until the kid turned 18.
Okay.
$5,000 a month in child support is
a lot.
It's decent child support. You know, I mean, you can raise a child
easy
on $5K.
Easy.
I mean, if you're working and you get this $5K for the kid,
that should be plenty.
And I don't know where she lives. I mean, I think she plays for Minnesota.
Yeah.
So she's in Minnesota. I think, I don't know what the cost of living is in Minnesota, but I imagine it's pretty affordable. If you live in California, that might not be enough. But yeah, one kid, $5K, I mean, and so what this fucking dude did is he just gave her a lump sum, which was like 1.8 mil or some shit like that, mm-hmm. or 1.8 million, something like that.
So you got it all out of the way.
Let me just give you one lump sum. And she's furious.
Why?
Because this is not fair. How could the courts let him do this?
Does this donkey think it's more?
Direct quote. Well, she's like, I settled on that right now, but if he makes more money, I wanted to go renegotiate and make more money. Now, because I guess kids get more expensive and $5K might not be enough. Mm-hmm. So this is a direct quote. She said, I already spent $100,000 of it. What happens if I run out before the baby, before the kid turns 18? Now, first of all, if it's $5,000 a month, you should be spending $5,000 or less a month for this kid.
Right.
Why are you blowing $100,000? What did this kid need that cost $100,000 fucking dollars, lady?
That's such a good point, because the younger they are, the less.
I mean, they need shit. They need diapers. They need, and I don't know how old the kid is, to be fair. I don't know how old the kid is. But no matter how old the freaking kid is, how in the fuck did you already spend $100,000? You don't have $1 million. You have $5,000 a month for the next 18 years. Am I being a dick here? Am I being like a guy and not being sensitive to this woman?
I don't get what the difference is. Oh, well, I guess you said because I want to renegotiate.
Yeah.
Is that possible
I think at some point, like, man.
How much more do you want to fucking milk out of the guy?
I was going to say, just because he's making that cash, he's not there. He's not with you. This is going to the kid. And I'm sure he's not going to be like, well, fuck that kid. I give him the $5K. And if he needs fucking something else, I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself. That, you know?
There's no way.
He's going to take care of that kid if that kid needs anything. I would imagine. As a dad, you're not going to be like, well, I already paid it. Fuck it. You're done, bitch. How dare you ask me for some more? Kid. Go tell your mom, I already gave her a million. I don't see that happening, right? especially when you're in the limelight like that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And so, but again, it's, you have $5K, and maybe I'm just being an asshole, and $5K is not enough to raise a kid these days, but I don't think that the majority of people have $5K on top of whatever else they have, because I'm sure she's got some kind of, I mean, unless she's just depending on the child support as spousal support and you know, cost of living for her support.
Yeah, then it's not going to happen.
But if it's just for the kid, it's supposed to be for the kid. I mean, right?
Yeah, that's like, that's a little bit more over a G a week. Like, how much?
Yeah, it's more than a G a week. It's $1,250 a week, $1,250 a week for the kid.
Bro.
I mean, mijo, you know. Kid could eat out every day.
Literally.
And still have some change.
Yeah.
School clothes. you only have to buy them once every, say, buy it every 6 months. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got enough to take care of the kid. You don't have enough to blow 100K if you just got the 100. If you got a million and you already blew 100, now you got 900,000. I mean, maybe put it in the bank. Let the interest fucking collect. I don't know. Invest it. What's it? Should she buy Dogecoin, Hooter? What do you think? Maybe fucking put it all on Bitcoin? Take a gamble? Jesus. Shiba?
Damn, dude. She plowed through what?
She plowed through 100K.
A 2 years? A year and 10 months or some shit like that?
100K? What? No. Because what is it? Five times 12 is 60. So, yeah, 2 years would be 120. Pretty much 2 years worth of child support gone. And who knows when she got it. So she's like, how dare these courts side with him and let him give me a lump sum? Dude's like, hey, man, let me just get it out of the way. Here you go. And maybe he's trying to prove something, like this. She's fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, clearly.
Clearly, yeah.
You know?
Bitch. So,
and again, this, we're toxic dudes talking here. There's a lot of women saying, how dare you guys? You don't know what it costs to raise a child, but you got three children.
Yeah.
So you know. So anyway.
I'll take those 5Gs, bro.
Right?
Off her hands.
Right? Nice.
Dude, how happy was everybody for Taylor Swift?
Because she got engaged?
How, like... And you see they didn't sign a prenup?
Well, I mean, she should have made him sign a prenup.
Right.
Yeah. You know, this motherfucker's going to end up with 10,000 a month for freaking, you know, CTE support.
Bro, yeah. Dude, Travis Kelce can make out like a fucking bandit.
If they didn't sign a prenup, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, she's not my type.
She's not anybody's type.
Well, clearly she's Kelce's type.
Yeah, I mean, I did not see that.
Yeah, you didn't see that he'd get married? You didn't think he'd get married?
I didn't think he'd get married.
But, you know,
I thought they were going to date for a while.
I trip up when people say that. Oh, my God, you got married? Like, it's most people get divorced. They act like it's a freaking life sentence. They act like you're never going to be able to get out of it.
Yeah.
Dude, I got, you know, I got my ex's tattooed. That's more permanent than the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
You know? So.
Oh, but you do it too. Last, right?
Do you?
I would imagine. That's when you say your vows. Do it
for the selfies, I feel. They want their big day. They want the outfits, the party.
Nah, going into a wedding. You don't think people do
that shit for that?
Bro, going into a wedding.
Look,
that's crazy.
We know plenty of fucking people, Hooter. Plenty of people.
I think of, like, at that moment in time, though.
That's wild. I think people get married for different reasons. I think that there's different. The idea that everybody has this fairy tale wedding,
mm-hmm,
with this delusions of for happily ever after.
Happily forever.
You've got to be an idiot if that's what you're doing. And Martin, you're so jaded. The fuck, man? You don't believe in love? No, I'm a realist. And when you're looking at the statistics of how many of these fucks don't last, what makes you think you're going to be the exception? And I know you're about to get married. What?
The stats.
Of staying together?
Yeah.
What is it now? Fucking 1 out of 10?
It's above 50. It's above 50. It was below 50 for a long time.
Okay.
It's above 50 now.
Okay, look.
That's, you know, who brought it back?
Millennials.
Yo.
Okay. Now.
Because fools aren't getting married.
Call it
50. Unless it's for forever.
Let's call it 50. That's still a coin flip.
Yeah, but it was. Dude,
it's
it
a
was
coin
low,
flip,
bro.
But homie. It's still a coin flip.
Tails never fails, baby.
And there you go. and look, I think there's different people that get married for different reasons. there's different people that get married for different reasons. There's different, there's people that want that, they don't want to be alone. And they marry this toxic chick or this toxic dude because they don't want to be alone. There's people that stay in relationships because they don't want to be alone. The fear of being alone supersedes so much bullshit. People put up with so much shit
just to not be alone.
To not be alone, which is freaking crazy talk. That's crazy talk. My mom used to say, más vale solo que mal acompañado. You're better off alone than in bad company. I guess that's what it translates to, you know? Yeah, there's you know, there's people that get married because they want financial stability. You know, you see those memes all the time. The first time you get married for love, the second time you get married for money. This or that, blah, 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 yada, yada. There's so many different people that get married for. There's people that get married for papers. There's people that get married because they're pregnant. There's people that get married because they said, hey, man, this is a wealthy family. We're a wealthy family. We're going to combine wealth. We're going to keep it fucking going. Yeah. I think the idea that everybody gets married for love, I think that percentage is a lot smaller.
You know, dude, I like when I was a kid.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. You know, I just.
I guess.
It's because.
You want to believe in Aladdin? A whole new world?
Look, hear me out.
Yeah. You and Jasmine? Jazzilla?
Jazzilla? No. So when I was a kid, I'd go to weddings, but, you know, I'd just, like, twiddle my thumbs and not give a fuck about what was being said, you know? And then as I got older, I hit, like, I don't know, four. Like, after 25, I hit, like, four, five, six weddings, right? And when they were saying their vows, like, I would hear the words, you know? And I'm like, God damn, this is, like... insane. This is like very powerful words,
you know,
to think like that day they say those words and then you turn around and get divorced, like, that's so why bother?
Okay, I think that when people tell me things like I want a traditional wedding, an old-fashioned traditional wedding,
marriage yeah,
marriage, wedding, whatever the fuck, same. Okay. Now, do you know what a traditional wedding and marriage was? Is what the tradition was?
Oh, getting married?
Yeah. First of all,
no, you got, I guess not.
Okay. It would be the handing over of this woman as property to this dude.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The symbolism behind the dad walking her down the aisle.
Yeah.
He's giving her away.
Right.
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 He's giving away the, who's going to give her away? The dad.
Right.
You know, and he walks her down the aisle and he hands her to this dude.
Yes.
I will no longer take care of her. You will take care of her. She belongs to you. This is the, not that this is right or wrong, but this is the tradition.
That still does.
And so now there's songs, you know, I found her. Here's your daughter. I found her fucking another dude. The church gave her to you, mijo. She's yours to do whatever you want. And then the guy shoots her in the head. Fucking Martina. It's a song. Fucking. A very famous Mexican song, you know, the whose horse is that? That's your horse. No, it's not. Your dad brought it. I already have horses. That's not my whose watch is that? Who the fuck slept in my bed? Nobody sleeps here when you're not here. Then he grabbed her by the hair and took her to her parents. This is the lyrics of the song. And then they said, esa mujer es muy tuya, la iglesia te la entregó. That woman belongs to you. The church gave her to you. Now do with her what you will, okay? Fucking he just put her on her knees and gave her two blasts to the head. Horrible song. Horrible tradition. So when you're telling me and you're sitting here about these vows and these traditions and the shit, it comes from a horrible, horrible place of women being property to be taken care of because they can't fend for themselves. There's still countries. What man speaks for you?
You know, who, why are you out here with no man, cabrona? There's countries that say that. They don't say it in Spanish. Yeah, yeah, they say it in another language. Right, and I don't know how to speak. Okay. So, what are we talking about?
But
here?
Like the fucking, you know, through
you're so
fucking,
jaded, Martin.
Through health and or through bad health or through whatever
in
health, the fuck.
In sickness and
through
in health.
Sickness and through health.
Till death,
till
do us death part.
To a part. To fucking, you know,
yes,
like
yes,
little bullshit isn't gonna fucking split you up and blah
right.
blah blah. Like
right.
And that's it. Like look at the divorce rate and look at what it was, bro.
It was crazy.
It was fucking insane.
Dude.
For a little bit, bro, it was fucking insane. It was no.
There's people that divorced. Had seven marriages.
There's still motherfuckers that are jumping back in.
Dude, three marriages.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Dude, I'm on my third marriage. Is it a marriage?
Oh,
I'm in right a. Now? I'm in a. What do you call that thing? Domestic partnership. But I've had two marriages. And now I'm okay. Well, I'm not going to get married. I'm just going to do a domestic partnership. It's not married. I don't have to say all these vows.
I don't know, dude. It kind of like, it was like, bro.
You cried.
Not cried, but like.
You felt it.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to say that bullshit just for the fucking picture that day, you know? Like, I truly fucking mean that shit.
Okay, well, that's...
Like, I don't want to just say that. Like, why bother saying it? Don't fucking get married then. Like, I feel words are fucking powerful, bro. Like, if you're going to say something, mean it, right?
I agree with you 100%. I 1,000% agree with you. I just feel that people are... It's easy to say that until something happens where... Oh, I can't believe this motherfucker did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about your vows? Fuck them vows. You think I'm going to stay here after this bullshit? But you said for better or for worse.
And it's,
this is worse. Where are you going?
Right.
Where are you going? But so now, should you stay there because you said those vows, no matter how fucked up it gets?
Nah.
But that's my point.
But that's what I'm saying. That goes part of it, though, right? Like, if you're saying those words, that means you're not going to put, like... Don't fucking
be, but there's situations that you put somebody in that you asshole. But not by intentions.
Yeah, bro. Everything is fucking intentional.
Not everything.
Yeah.
No.
What can you say is not intentional to put
you
somebody
get in a motorcycle accident, now you're freaking in a vegetative state, and now this poor fucking lady has to wipe her ass for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I'm
You're signing up.
I am signing up.
Okay.
If Pilla were to fucking become a vegetable, bro,
water her.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'd water her, bro.
Yeah, I mean that, and that's good. Now, do you then not date anybody else? This person's not with it.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Honestly, even if I were to like get divorced, I don't think I'd go out and find somebody new. I'd just like pay fucking hookers to fuck. Literally, I would not want to be with anybody else. I just want, like, yeah.
And maybe you just turn into a robot and you're not horny no more.
yeah, dude, that'd be best fucking case, to be honest.
You know, these AIs might have it all figured out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure they do, dude.
Well, I think that the idea of it, but when I look at,
yeah,
when I look at most marriages, uh-huh, and I'm talking personal experience, not just I can go on and on for days about all these Instagram fucks,
mm-hmm,
that are full of shit, mm-hmm, because I know them and I know they're full of,
mm-hmm,
shit,
mm-hmm,
and it's just for the public to,
yeah,
see
for
the
sure.
Facebook relationships, the freaking, if you're telling, if you're writing paragraphs of how much you love somebody on Facebook, you probably don't love them
1,000%,
or you're fucking you're compensating for something,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that are in loveless marriages.
I'd say a majority, dude.
A big chunk of them. Now, just because you said a vow, I think that life is too short to be miserable. Because if you sign up thinking something's going to be a certain way,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know, and it is for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 years, then... It's no longer pleasant.
I also agree with that.
And now I made these vows.
That's not who. That's not
I'm
who.
I'm gonna stick it out.
You originally fucking correct. Signed up for.
But I'm gonna stick it out that. Because I made these fucking vows. That's and people do that. They do that out of obligation. They're, you know how many motherfuckers say, "I'd have been out if I'd have killed her." Ya aguante. Bro. Dude, I mean, how? There's some, there's a handful, I'm not going to say all of them, but the big chunk of them stay there out of obligation. The kids, finances are too entwined. It's just too complicated.
Yeah, it's fucked.
There's just so many reasons where people stay. And I think that life is too short to stay somewhere where you're fucking miserable. Get the fuck out! When you're that miserable, te la verga. Like, there is no ball and chain. And they call it the old ball and chain. Dude.
That's so funny.
They
bro.
Say, oh, it's the old ball and chain.
That's so funny.
You know? and I think that people used to stay married because it was a dependence.
Oh, there yeah.
Was, these women had no choice. These dudes were fucking smacking them around, getting loaded, fucking their secretaries, getting home. Where's dinner? Come on. Where's my dinner? Oh, it's freaking 9 o'clock, honey. I'm hungry. Fucking feeding them. And they had no recourses of where to go. There was a stigma for divorce for a very long time, even into the 60s and 70s, which isn't that long ago.
Honestly, even in the 90s, I felt like going to school, there was more people with their parents together than not. Like, it was like, oh, shit, you know?
Dude, they got a divorce. Yeah,
and then it became very normal.
I saw my mom stick around for so long to some bullshit that she... any normal person would be like, fuck this lunatic. Juan Moreno's crazy. By the way, happy birthday to Juan Moreno yesterday, dude.
Oh, let's go.
It was his birthday, August 31st. He would have been 94 years old.
Damn.
94 years old. But you know, he didn't make it that far.
94, dude.
Oh, dude, I can't imagine him at 94. But I thought about him. I talked to my
older. I didn't know it was the 31st.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I always equate him with Micah.
Mm-hmm.
And Micah has all these obstacles,
yeah,
and he overcomes them, but he's got different tools than my dad had. But had Micah been born in 1931, he'd have been fucked.
He'd have been fucked.
In so many ways.
For sure.
And so I've always, because they're very close in their birthdays,
mm-hmm,
and they're very close in their personalities, in their, you know, just this, their fearlessness, you know, their sense for adventure. I always thought, you know, that's Juan Moreno reincarnated right there and getting a different opportunity this time.
Yeah.
Is how I've always looked at it.
The 31st, dude.
Yeah. And I see Mateito as your mom's dad.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of that fool there. But, yeah, the 31st, he was a Virgo with a moon in, I don't know. And but, yeah, happy birthday to Juan Moreno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I usually drink a Coors on his birthday. Usually I'm on the road, but I'll find a Coors tall can, and I'll fuck it up. And if I'm home, when I used to live at by the beach, I would go to the beach, and I'd drink a beer, and then I'd pour another one in the ocean. And then I'd put a little cupcake on the rocks and let the waves take it, because he liked them goddamn Hostess cupcakes. So I would go put that shit out there on the rocks and just kind of chill right there. And you know, just think about him. But I did think about him yesterday. I lit a couple candles the night before to lead into the 31st, and then I put out some.
I put out a glass. Out.
What's that?
And then he blew them out.
I put out a glass. I don't want no candles. Where's my tall can? Cheetah! He was screaming at my mom, bro. I put out a glass of water for his ass.
and hadn't thought about them, you know. So
damn, that's cool.
Yeah, I do every year. I think about them. 1 year, I think it was 2 years ago. I forgot that it was his birthday, and that night before midnight, this one dude who's a trucker, and he was loading out. He was part of when we were in the big tour, and he goes, "Hey, Martin." He goes, "I wonder if you'd do me a favor." He goes, "I have a Sharpie." He goes, "Everybody has signed my rig." He goes, "Pantera, blah, blah, all these bands, and everybody that he's lugged stuff for has had signed his the inside of his rig." And he goes, "But on the door," he goes, "I don't let a lot of people sign. When I open the door, because this is the prime real estate, I want you to sign right here." And I go, "Dude, that's freaking, it's an honor. You know, of course I'll do it." So I signed, and then I dated it, and I put 8/31. And then I go, "Oh, fuck." And then I go, "It's my dad's birthday today." And he goes, "Yeah?" I go, "Yeah, it would have been, but he's dead." And then I signed Juan Moreno underneath, and then I put 8/31/31. That was a couple of years ago. And then one time I was at a fair, and Victor Valena's dad, he just passed away. And I remember I told Victor, I go, "Hey, man, it would have been my dad's birthday today. I'm going to go drink a Coors. You want to come and drink a Coors?" He goes, "My father drank Coors." And I go, "Really?" He goes, "Let's go have a Coors for our dads." So we go out there and have a fucking Coors. And I, in my tequila shelves, I don't know if you noticed, but right by his picture, there's a tall can of Coors. There's a tall can of Coors right there. And, you know, that tall can of Coors was my fucking beginning of my demise, Hooter. I remember when I fucking, you know, they say that if you drink in alcoholic proportions, you become an alcoholic. Right? Like, if you drink enough alcohol, your brain will flip. And then I didn't have a chance. When I realized, like, later in life, I started thinking, like, you know, they said that when I was walking and all of a sudden I was falling everywhere, and then they found his tall can was empty, and then they realized I drank it. Bro, imagine how small that brain was. Even a few sips of that shit.
Yeah.
What chance did I have? Like, it probably fucking changed a whole ton of things in there. A whole fucking ton of shit got rewired up in here. And I don't, you know, I can't blame that for being crazy, but it didn't help. It didn't help any.
There is a, like, study that says
if you drink an alcohol,
the younger you start drinking.
Well, because your brain is still developing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I think I was blacking out when I was 13.
That's fucking crazy.
It's insane. But anyway.
And so you called your sisters?
No, one of my sisters called me, my older one. She texted me and said, "Hey, thinking of our dad today," and yada yada. And I was like, "Dude, yeah, me too." So I called her, and we were on the phone for a minute. She said that she had talked to the other sister, who told her, "Hey, you know, it's your dad's day today." And that other sister didn't call me. So anyway,
did the one you're on the phone with tell you they were going to come or not?
She's coming.
RSVP would have been fucking nice. Jesus Christ, dude. These fucking people are telling other people that they're coming. No RSVP. Where did they want to sit, dude? What do they want to eat that day?
They don't eat beef or pork. So you're going to have a special diet.
It's going to be some fucking... Great. Hooter said...
You don't know nothing.
Hooter said there was hay in the back of the barn.
Oh, he's doing some vows today. Last thing he wants to worry about is how many last minute fucks showed up.
Literally, bro.
I got vows to say.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Fucking people.
Yeah. I don't know how many else are coming. I don't know how many she's bringing with her. There's a lot of maybes in there.
dude on the cutoff was
How about so and so? Well, they are a possibility, but we don't know yet.
Fucking dude, the cutoff was August 8th.
August 8th?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you gotta extend it.
But bro, to be honest, okay. You know the manager? The one manager we know.
Yeah.
He RSVP'd.
Yeah.
Like, if he can RSVP, no excuses.
Listen, Hunter, you know, and to be fair, that person's used to being on top of things, just managing shit. You got to reply to things. You don't have fucking 10,000 emails that are unread.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair point.
You know?
The $20 chef RSVP.
Well, yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Anyway, what else, Hooter?
I think that's it, dude. We're at an hour 15.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in once again to another episode of the Yo 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 Pod. No, we're not the Yo 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 Hooter. Look at me fucking just going fucking back to California.
I need to find a robot as my co-host for us to not make these type of mistakes.
Hey Siri, dude, what happened to Siri? She got taken over by
Siri. God,
did you see what happened, dude?
Wayside.
Listen. It was a woman, and now Grok.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is the other one?
Chat.
I think those are dudes, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What happened to the chick?
Couldn't keep up.
Where's Siri?
Couldn't keep up.
Just too busy.
Wasn't listening.
I told you I follow Siri.
Exactly.
Right? Oh yeah, she didn't listen.
She don't fucking listen.
I don't see El Polo Loco. You racist bitch in Polo Loco. Bro, there's that recording of me just sounding like a fucking lunatic, just hungry as fuck. Overall, Polo Loco losing my mind. What the fuck?
What? Good, dude. That's
she needed that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the Yeehaha podcast and much love.
Hell yeah. Catch you guys on the next episode. Peace.